Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
I'd like to welcome you all once again. I'm so excited about this song. It just so happened our show today is talking about, are you free?
Yes, are you free?
Are you?
I am free. At least I definitely want to hope so that I am free. I think I'm free. Am I free?
Some people, a lot of people think if when you locked up that you only can feel free when you're released. And that's the thing that with freedom is being released from something, being able to enjoy and to have that peace. Freedom brings peace. Again, today we're talking about, are you free?
Amen. Being free. I think everybody wants to be free, free to do whatever it is that they heart so desire to do is being free. So I thank God for freedom.
Freedom.
Yes.
Freedom. Amen. If you're just tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show, we're talking about, are you free today? Are you free? A lot of us are in captivity in our own mind and thoughts. You know, we are bound to some things from our past. We have not been free from our past, past hurt, past pain. Jesus came so that we could be free and that we can have life and have life more abundant. So today this show, Are You Free, will help us to identify what is keeping us captive. We will learn how to be free and stay free. Now, we will declare over our lives that we are free. The Bible says in John 8, if you can turn with me in John 8, chapter 8, verse 36. Again, that's John 8, chapter 36, you all. And I'll give you all a little time to get there. I definitely want you all to be able to follow along with me. And I'm learning to slow down so everybody can get what I'm saying. I realize that I talk fast. So the Bible says, and again, that's John chapter 8, verse 36 says that, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. But let's go to verse 34 before we actually get to 36. The Bible says they answered him, we are Abraham's descendants, and we have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? And then Jesus answered them in verse 34 and said, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. And then verse 35 says, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. And then verse 36, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Be free on today. See, sin has a way of enslaving us, controlling us, and dominating us and dictating our actions. Jesus can free you from this slavery that keeps you from becoming the person God created you to be. If sin is restraining, mastering, or enslaving you, Jesus can break his power over your life so that you can be set free. Be set free, amen. I'm sorry about that, Pastor. We couldn't hear you. Could you repeat that?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Just like that commercial. I think it was Veronica. Can you hear me now? Yeah. So
we can hear you
saying,
now. I'm sorry about that.
All right. Thank you. You was reading over here in John 8. He's talking about being free. He said they would never servant. So how can they be free? You're talking about from sin. So this sin that he was talking about, that Jesus was talking about, is the works of the law. The works of the law. So we know that Jesus Christ came to fulfill the prophecy, to fulfill the law. So that's what he's talking about, being free from the sin, you know, from the works of the law, which even to today, you know, we still are battling being in that place where I have to do to receive, or I'm either you are a believer, you are by the works of the law, or you're a non-believer and you just don't believe in Jesus Christ in the first place. So I think that's what we're talking about, you know, right there, you know, being free from the work, you know, of the law, which means that you have to do in order to receive from God, or to get what God has for you. Amen.
Amen, amen. And that allows you to be free, especially when you have understanding of the purpose for your life. A lot of people are not free because they're bogged down and becoming depressed and full of anxiety, suicidal thoughts, because, one, they don't know their purpose, and some people feel like they don't have purpose in life. And when they understand that they have purpose, they're able to be free to live out their purpose. So people are being bogged down with depression, so they're feeling they're locking themselves up in their homes. They're locking themselves, which starts with the mind. Everything starts with the mind. So if your mind is locked down and bogged down to the worldly things and the possessions of this world and trying to accomplish what the world says success is, it can cause you to feel like you're in captivity with the worldly things. So what happens is a lot of people end up in depression, and when they're in depression, they feel like, you know, I feel like I'm in jail, like I'm in prison in my own, some people you've heard, in my own house, in my own self. I can't be free, and I want to be free of this depression. I want to be free of this anxiety. It's certain things that we just want to be free of. And today we want to talk about, how do you become free? And a lot of times just knowing the truth, what is the truth? And when we can know what the truth is, we can be set free and stop living a lie. Because when we're living a lie, it puts us in a place where we're in captivity. So the Bible says the truth will set you free. If you look at 1 Corinthians verse 6 and 12, chapter 6 and 12, the Bible says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any of this. I'm sorry, y'all. Give me just one moment here. I'm so sorry. Excuse me, y'all. Excuse me. Give me just one moment. Go ahead, love. Take over for a second. I'm having an issue right here, but go ahead. Take over from there. The Bible says about, you know, the truth shall set you free, and Jesus said the truth will set you free, will give you an opportunity to be free and live. Go ahead. Give me one moment. Go ahead.
Okay, the truth will set you free. We should definitely know what the truth is. Now, the truth is Jesus Christ, you know, is the truth. You know, over in the Bible describes how he said that I am the truth. I mean, I am the truth, the way, you know, and the life. So what he's talking about, you know, the truth of ourselves, talking about Jesus Christ will set you free. Jesus Christ have came to this world. You know, God sent Christ to this world for us to be freed from the brokenness, you know, of this world. No one is able to go to God except that you go through Christ. So now, if you believe that, if you believe that, and you confess, you know, that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, then see, then you are freed from that curse that I was talking about, you know, the curse of the law. So now, the truth, or New Testament truth. So we know that there are certain things about this world. There are certain things about this world that we have been subjected to. We have been subjected to all manners of things. You name it. From what money can buy, from the people, sexual addictions, all different types of things. You know that plagues our body. Free from sicknesses and diseases. I mean, you can just name it. But the truth of the matter is, everything that you are experiencing here in this world. Jesus Christ has already taken care of it for you. Jesus Christ, his body was broken so that we don't have to be broken from the brokenness of this world. Now, we were having Bible study a little bit earlier, and one of the things we were talking about was we have Jesus Christ who was broken for broken people. See, Jesus Christ, he was broken for broken people. And it's broken in pieces. It's talking about, you know, for you and talking about for you and me. And it says that the brokenness of Jesus Christ, it makes the worst of life bearable. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So the worst thing that you can ever be experiencing in your life, God has already made provisions for that. He has already made the way for that. Jesus Christ's body has already been broken. And because his body has been broken, our body, whatever it is that we need in our life, you know, that's separated or that's single or that's broken, that we need deliverance from, you know, being in Christ, that's where you receive that deliverance. So I just want to be a little bit precise. You know, when I was much younger, I think in my teen years, you know, there was something that had me in a place that I was just angry. And I was angry about, you know, certain things like, you know, the kids used to tease me at school. It could have been teased by anything. It could have been my shirt or my shoes or I don't know, maybe it was my haircut. I don't know what it was, but I just used to be teased. I was pretty quiet kid, not a small kid, but you know, I was pretty quiet, you know, to myself, and it was just things like that that just used to make me angry. When I got on the school bus, the bigger kids used to thump me on my ear when I passed by, or they'll trip me down, or some of them will even spit on me. It was all different kinds of shoes, spit balls. It was just all different type of stuff that caused me to be in that place where I was just angry, and I just used to be sitting in class and just had a mean look, just a disturbed look on my face. Now, we talking about anger. Now, things from your childhood, it tends to show up adult life if it's not taken care of. And I said it again. Things from your childhood will show up in your adult life. Things like anger. Anger tends to linger around if you don't do something about it. And how you do something about it is you choose to put on Christ. You choose to cast all your cares, you know, on Jesus, on Christ. You're casting all your cares. Yeah. One day I made a decision that, you know what, I'm not going to be angry. I'm just angry at these boys and these girls, you know, that are doing all these different things, and then just I don't have to be angry about it. And I definitely found a way.
Amen.
I definitely found a way. Amen.
Amen. Are you free? Are you free? That's what we're talking about today here on the Preaching the Pastor Show. If you're just now tuning in, are you free? Like he said, you know, he was dealing with things, you know, a lot of times we're dealing with things from our past and we don't realize it. Those things are holding us back. Those things are keeping us captive, you know. And today we're asking asking you, are you free to ask yourself, to check yourself and see, am I really free? Have I been able to release myself from those things? That's what freedom is, being released from those things and receiving your peace, receiving your joy, and being able to live a life that is full and that's joyful. That's very important when we talk about being free. The Bible says in John 8:31, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And then verse 32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth shall make you free. So what about him? Jesus himself is the truth that makes us free. He is the source of truth, the perfect standard of what is right. He frees us from the consequences of sin, from self-deception, and from deception by Satan. So he shows us clearly that the way to everlasting life is with God. So thus Jesus does not give us freedom to do what we want, but freedom to follow God. So as we seek to serve God, Jesus perfects the truth, frees us. The truth is what frees us to be all that God meant for us to be. Are you free? And a lot of us, are you willing to receive freedom? Are you willing to be set free? You have some people that are in prison right now and don't want to leave. Don't want to leave because for them, you know, their freedom is in prison. Being locked up is their freedom to them. And being in the world is like being in captivity to them because they're not ready. Their mindset is not ready to be able to receive because now they're in bondage with bills and, you know, in situations and circumstances that are beyond their control or their mental capacity to handle. So for them, their freedom is found in being locked up, which may sound crazy to some of us, but if you have everything at your kind of your beck and call, but for them, a lot of them are not ready to be released, to be free. I mean, to believe it or not, they're just not ready. They're like, no, you know, some they've made it their residence. They made it their home. You know, this is where they can be free. And when it's time to really be released into the world, some are not ready to be released. So the question is, are you free? Are you ready to release that thing? Are you ready to let go of your past hurt and pain and those old relationships where people have moved on? Free yourself from that so that you can receive. We know if you're holding something already, you can't receive what God has for you until you release that thing. Free yourself. I think Fantasia, I've heard that song some years ago. Go ahead and free yourself.
Yeah,
you know, free
that.
Yourself. Have peace. Move on. Yes, and receive God. When you see God, you can receive your freedom. When you make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, you can receive that freedom. You can receive that peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen?
Amen. Amen. How many times, Pastor, will we know that we just bog down? Oh, we just right there at the end of it all. How many times do we get right there at that end, and then we have a conscious mind to go to God with it? Because, you know, that's all that we know to do. You know, I did all I can, you know. So I go to God with it, and I'm telling God all about my problem. But the thing is, and I'm talking about, you know, unbelievers, because non-believers won't go to God with you. I mean, that's, you can't do something that you don't know what to do. Let's just be honest about it. But if you're a believer, that I'm talking about someone that is in Christ, someone that has been changed, someone that has been renewed. When you go to God with it, are we really going to God with our cares and leaving them right there? Because most of the time we don't. Most of the time, we'll go to God with our huge problem as if, you know, God is a small God. And we go to God with our huge problem, but it should be in the reverse order. We should know that whatever our problem is, we're talking about God Almighty, the creator of all things except for death and destruction. God don't create death and destruction. But we're talking about God that has created all things. But whatever is so huge in our life, we go to God with it, but we take it back. We're worried about something. We go to God with it, and then we bring it back. Okay, God, I done told you about it. Now I'm waiting on you to move in this situation, but we're really holding on to it. What we're really doing is we say, okay, well, God, this is the situation, but I'm going to hold on to it until you move. But at the end of it all, we need to move out of the way. We need to yield to the Holy Spirit and move out of the way
and let God do what God has already said he's going to do for you. We should believe in his word. We should believe in his word. So if we really believe in God's word, we know that we should not worry. That is one of my favorite scriptures that's in the Bible, and it comes from Hebrews 4 and 11. In Hebrews 4 and 11, it says, you know, labor to enter into that rest. Well, that rest he was talking about is not worrying, not worrying. When you are resting, it said that labor, you are laboring to enter to rest. That means you are concentrating, you are imagining that whatever it is that's going on in your life, whether it's it's hurt, it's pain, whether it's lack or whatever it is, you know, God, I give all this to you. And because I give all this to you, see, now I'm resting because I know that you have already made provisions. I know that you're going to show up. I know that you're going to take care of this. You know, we have access to more than our ancestors have, you know, when I'm talking about as far as education-wise, we're able to use the internet. You know, we have the Bible. We have different study groups, different people, you know, that we know personally that are in ministry. You know, we have so many different things that we can use to actually find out something about ourselves as far as the Word of God is concerned. But, you know, our ancestors, they didn't really have all the access, you know, to the word like we have it today. But one thing that our ancestors, you know, our older grandma them and big papa them, you know, they knew to do, they knew to cast all their cares on God, and they would call on Jesus in a second. We'll go to grandma or papa with a problem, and, baby, don't you worry about that. God's going to take care of that. Don't you worry about that. That was something that our parents, our older parents, they used to say. They knew to call on Jesus. They knew when they prayed, well, God, I don't know how you're going to do this, but I'm going to trust you that you're going to do it. Because I remember where I used to be. Now, I ain't in the place where I used to be, and I thank you for all that I have, and I thank you for my family that I have right now. And everything is all right, and we trust you, God, and we're waiting on you to show up. And they'll leave it right there and had all that they ever could need, and we lived a life of not even worried about anything, especially the children. The children didn't even know if it was stuff that was going on because, you know, we had those prayer warriors that would take it all to Jesus and not worry about nothing. And I'm not going to show you worry either. So just saying that, you know, just to say that, you know, us today, you know, in this generation, you know, we are broken from way more things than our parents and our parents' parents, you know, ever were. Now, they might have had it a little bit more difficult when it comes down, you know, to things. But now we have all the things, and we're living in a whole lot more brokenness than what they ever was. Amen.
Hey, man, if you just didn't tune in to the Preaching the Pastor show, we're talking about are you free? What does it mean to be free?
Yes.
You know, and when I think about, you know, being free and the freedom, I think about only Jesus Christ can open us to that kind of freedom. So if he sets you free,
yeah,
you will be free indeed. So this freedom is still in the context of service. Jesus said, for the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So that we can be free, so that we can have peace of mind knowing because he has come, that Jesus Christ came, that we are free. Now grace is available to us. Now we can go boldly to the throne room of grace, asking and receiving in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, it is important to understand what it is to be free. There's a difference between being free and being set free. It's a difference. In order for something to be set free, it must have already been in existence. For example, in order for me to set my glasses on the table, they must be in existence for me to do so. So however, to make free means that something that has not existed before has been newly created. So we have to understand, where are we in our life, and understand, are you free? Because a lot of us are operating in bondage. We're operating in captivity, and it's all in the mind, not physically being in prison, you know, being behind bars, but have made our life a prison, a hell for us to live in. I don't know about you, but I've dealt with it in a time of my life where I didn't feel free, and I associate freedom with peace. If I don't have peace, then I don't have my freedom. If my peace is taken away from me, I feel like my freedom is taken away from me. I don't know how, if a lot of you all associate, you know, your freedom with your peace. If you don't have your peace, you don't feel free. I have to be able to be free in order for me to have my peace. Because how can you have peace if you're in captivity, if you're in bondage, if you're, you know, if you're dealing with daily depression? How do you come out? Jesus. Lord Jesus, call on Jesus. Ask God to do it. Ask God to help you to be free. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you operate in belief, not unbelief, operating in faith and believing, when you ask, it shall be. You shall be free. You shall be set free. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And we also need to know is sometimes you don't even know that you're trapped. And I believe that's how most people in the world, you don't even know you are in bondage, because all you know is the struggle. Well, if all you know is the struggle, you haven't seen anything other than struggle. And if you see anything other than struggle, oh, that ain't for me, you know, that's for the rich. You know, we really think that. We really think that's because this family appears to be doing better than the family that's next door. We think, oh, they're rich, you know, they're blessed. But what you need to know that we all are blessed. We all are blessed.
Yes.
The same thing that they have to do to actually to keep all those worldly things. Really, if you really know down in the deep, they're worse off than you. That don't even have a whole lot to try to keep. So you got to know what you need to be free from. You need to know what you need to be free from. Because if you don't know what you need to be free from, then that's a trick of Satan. That's a trick when you blinded to whatever it is that you are subjected to in this world. So if Satan keeps you blinded, you don't even know what to ask for. You don't even know. You don't even know any better. If you never take the time out to actually go through the word. To go through the Word of God, to actually read the Bible and go through the Word and actually understand, you know, something about yourself, how can you even know what to even be free from? And most of us don't even realize that, you know, what is it? Now, we know that there's certain things that's going on in our life and we need to be free from that, but that's really scratching the surface of what you really need to, what you really need to be free from. And I think that, and I think it definitely needs to start right there. It needs to start right there to knowing, or confessing what's really going on. Okay, what's really going on with you? Because if you're not confessing what's really going on, then what you're doing is you're staying in that place of being blinded. You know, I'm just gonna be blind. You know, I've just been doing this for a long time, and you know, I ain't gonna deal with that. Anybody that I associate with, they just have to deal with me because this is who I am. But no, that's really not who you are. That's just who you have chosen to be, because you don't really believe that you have that courage to actually to be free, to be free from that. That song that we played before the Preaching the Pastor show start is talking about being free, and saying free from depression. So we definitely need to know that not only that we are depressed by certain things of life, but we are also oppressed. Open up your eyes to know what's going on, because once you know what's going on, and then, you know, you can assess the situation, you know, properly. You know, the Bible, you know what I'm saying? The Bible has laws and promises. We need to know the law. If you don't do anything, if you want to be free, even right here in this world, it's not even the Bible. But you need to know the law, because if you don't know the law and you don't know the promises, then you would find yourself giving your freedom away. If you didn't know that stop sign meant stop, that is a law that is written on that stop sign. But if you run that in the police is there and they see you run to that stop sign, they're going to pull you over and you don't get a ticket. You don't get a ticket because obviously you're not obeying the law. So you need to know the law. Once you know the law, and then you're putting yourself in position to be able to follow it. So you believe it, and then you can live, you know, a much easier life. A much easier life. Being
Amen.
Free, it starts right there. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You just been tuning into the Preach and the Pastor Show. We're talking about Are You Free? It brings me back to Apostle Paul in an awkward but a memorable phrase. He said, Apostle Paul declares that it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. So the story of Jesus Christ as it comes to life in his followers is a story of freedom, to be sure, but a freedom constrained by the cross and deeply at odds with individual notions of liberty. Understanding what it means to be free and what Christ came to do is to give us that freedom. It doesn't mean that we can do whatever we want whenever we want. Again, if you're just tuning into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about, are you free? Are you really free? Are you living in your past hurt and pain, and those things that you've done when you were younger? Some people have not forgiven themselves, and when we don't forgive ourselves, we're operating in bondage and captivity in our own minds and actions, and we can't receive our true freedom because we have not let go of those things that have kept us captive from moving forward and believing that we can't have the best, that we can't be saved, and God won't listen to us, that we can't be ministers and pastors because we haven't freed ourselves, we haven't freed our minds. So we have to think about it. Are you free? If you realize today that you are not free and you have not let go of those things, receive your release on today. Release yourself from those past things and past hurts and past disappointments and past relationships or what that person did from you. Some of us are still holding on to things, phone numbers and friend requests on Facebook. We're still holding on to those things that are keeping us in captivity and in bondage. Be free and release those things. A lot of us are not ready to be released and be free. We still want to hold on to the past. Even sometimes it's even the things that's in your house that are keeping you in bondage. It can be your clothing. And it's crazy as that may seem, or awkward as that may seem to the listener, even to you. Some of those things, they have attachments to them. You know, some people still have old pictures of past relationships and still have their numbers in their phone. They still can reach out, but you're keeping yourself in a place that God is even calling you to be free from, or be freed from. So if you haven't completely released yourself, you can't be in prison, be halfway released and halfway in prison. Either you're out of the prison walls or you in. You know, so in order to be fully released, they can't tell you, okay, just wait at the gate and you can see, you know, what's on the outside on the other end, but are you truly free? So the thing is, you have to let go. You got to truly let go and let God and be free, be completely free. Some of us, we are free and are partially free. I mean, if that's a way to be free to yourself partially, you've let go or you're healing from that. And then the thing is, when you receive freedom, you receive your healing, complete healing. It ain't nothing like being free from that disease or that thing that's been plaguing your body, to be free from that pain, that ache, the disappointment, you know, to be free. So the question is, are you free? Let me ask you that, Pastor. Are you free? Some of us are still in bondage with alcohol and drugs and smoking. Are you free?
I'm free. I am free as free can be, and every day I seek freedom. I seek to stay free. I seek to stay free.
Amen.
You know, I was listening to you just now. That's why I was laughing a little bit, because you said either you're in prison or you're not in prison. You can't be halfway in, halfway out. Well, you know what? You made me think about something. You know, when you are free, when you let go, you're released. Let's say that's a better word. You're released from prison.
Release, yeah.
But all you know is prison. That's all you know is prison. You know, you'd have been relieved, but you still want to look back, you know, at where you used to be. And you still, you got all these memories and things. So you physically have been released. You're physically free, but your mind is still allowing you to live in that rear view. You still want to live in the past. You live in the past. Now you're in your new situation, but you still want to use your old situation to dictate on how you're going to live in your new situation. Yes, a lot of people do that, and I watched that for myself, and also I watched it how when you let's say if you have a dog or something, and you have the chain around his neck, and he's been chained up, you know, for most of his life. When he get off that chain, he just run. But all you got to do is just call him. You just call him, he'll come back and let you put that chain back around his neck. He'll let you put it back around his neck. I imagine, you know, that's what Satan does to us. You know, we've been delivered from situations, and we know we've been delivered from situations. And here this situation come back up again, and we enter right back into fear. Oh, I was weak. I was weak by this. Oh, I'm going to fall for it again. And we go right back over there and just let Satan use us all over again and put us right back into slavery. Galatians 5. Matter of fact, let's go. I want to read verse 1. Galatians 5 and verse 1 says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ have made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." See, when God has delivered you, you know, stay delivered. That's what it's saying. You free. Stay free is your liberty. You free. So stay free. And don't go back. Don't go back. You've been delivered from that thing. You've been delivered out of that situation. When you done got rid of that old joker, you know, let the old joker stay out there. Don't answer the phone. Let him go. Let him go. He gone, so let him go. Don't be looking back. Why are you going to look back? Wasn't that Lot's wife, they was trying to get out of the city, and Lot's wife looked back, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. But she looked back. Now, they're running for their life. They're running for their life. The angel's about to come down and destroy that city, what they were in. I forget the name of that city, what they were in. But they were running for their life. And Lot's wife looked back. I mean, she want to live back there. She want to live back there in the past and was turned into a pillar of salt. Now, don't you be that person. So, yes, I am free. I am free. And I do my best. You know, not to look back. There are going to be people that's going to pop up. There's going to be situations that's going to pop up. That's going to try to, my favorite word, recruit. Trying to recruit you back over. Me and my wife, we play around. We said one of us is brilliant and the other one is crazy. Let me see.
No, that's what you say. No, I don't say this. That's
you
your
say
saying. No, not mine. No.
I'm trying to recruit you. Over to the other side. Now, I don't know who brilliant today or who crazy today, but I'm trying to recruit you. Well, that's the same thing, you know, with addiction. Addiction is trying to recruit you back. You didn't even deliver from addiction. It's trying to recruit you back. Hatred. You used to be somebody that was a hater, and then now you're a lover, and here girl, a situation that had popped up that's trying to recruit you back. You didn't even set free. Or maybe you're an ex liar. And see now, being free, since we're talking about being free means putting on truth. Jesus Christ is truth. So you're choosing truth, and you're running this race with truth. You're running it superbly. But here comes a situation where you have the opportunity to lie or not be so truthful. Do you choose the easy way and just go head on and just tell the lie? Oh, this is just a little bit of lying. I'm just gonna put the truth to the side right now. I'm just gonna tell a little bit of lie. Okay, well, you've been recruited on back over to lying, so you chose not to follow the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Be free.
If you didn't tune me into the Preacher and the Pastor Show, we're talking about are you free? Are you free? I just, you know, like I said, when I think about freedom, I think about peace. Do you have peace in your situation? The Bible says in Galatians 3, verse 22, but the scripture has confined all under sin. That means the whole world is under sin, that the promises by faith in Jesus Christ may be given to those who believe. Again, that's Galatians 3 and 22. But look at verse 21. Is the law then against the promises of God? Certainly not. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. So when we look at verse 22 again, but the scripture has confined all under sin. I mean, everybody in the world is confined to sin, that the promises by faith in Jesus Christ may be given to those who believe. Are you free? What is the scripture saying to us when we look at it? Before faith in Christ delivered us, before faith in Christ delivered us. So we were imprisoned by sin, beaten down by past mistakes, and choked by desires that we knew were wrong. God knew we were sinners and prisoners, but he provided a way of escape, faith in Jesus Christ. So without Christ, everyone is held in sin's grasp, and only those who place their faith in Christ ever get out of it. So if you want to receive your freedom and you don't know if you are free, be free. Receive Christ. Look to Christ. He is reaching out to set you free. Are you free? Amen?
Amen. Amen. Freedom includes all the gifts, you know, and the fruits of the Spirit. That's what freedom includes. If you don't even know what freedom is, you know, freedom is accepting Jesus Christ into your life, where you'll have a chance at this life. You know, give yourself a chance. You know, you done all that you can do. You done said all you can say. You done worked as hard as you ever can work, and you still are in that same position that you were before you even got started. You know, enjoy this freedom of being in Christ. You know, when you're in Christ, you know, you have so many privileges. It's so many privileges that you have just by being in Christ. You know, you have the privilege. Of course, we're talking about freedom tonight. We're talking about the freedom of freedom. Pray to God whenever you need to. We're supposed to pray all the time, but you can pray, and God answers prayer. God is still in the business of answering prayer. You know, never believe that when you ask God for anything, that he's not going to give it. You know, God is definitely, you know, here to give you all that you want and desire in the name of Jesus, because you are in Christ. You are counted as his sheep. If when you're counted, you know what I'm saying, as his sheep, and said Jesus Christ, you know, is the shepherd. So all that you want and possibly need, you know, it's in Christ. It's in Christ. It's for
Amen.
You. And God don't wait no long time to give you what you ask for. Because not only he give you what you ask for, he give you more than what you ask for. Because he wants you to give a little bit over to me. Not personally, but he wants you to give a little bit over to somebody that's in need. And that's why he would
by your
bless
testimony.
You.
Amen.
Be free.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're just going to tune into the preaching and pastor show, we're talking about are you free? The Bible declares in 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom.
Uh-huh.
So those who were trying to be saved by keeping the Old Testament law were soon tied up in the rules and ceremonies. We're talking about the scripture here, but now through the Holy Spirit, God provides freedom from sin and condemnation. So when we trust Christ to save us, he removes our heavy burden of trying to please him and our guilt for falling or for failing to do so. So by trusting Christ, we are loved, we are accepted, forgiven, and freed. And we are freed, again, we are freed to live for him. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Be free. Are you free? That's what we're talking about today. Are you free, you know, again, to let go? Because I know a lot of people are holding on to that past hurt and past mistakes, and that you have condemned yourself. You brought shame on yourself. You decree and declare that you're a shameful person. You decree and declare these things over your life. How did you do that? You keep speaking it. You keep thinking it. You're pondering on it day in and day out, and you can't be free to receive the peace that only Jesus Christ came to give us. And when you receive that, all of that has been attached to you, all of that has been holding you down, all those chains and strongholds and soul ties that's been holding you down. Now you can receive your freedom through Christ Jesus. Yeah. You don't have to stay in that place anymore. You can be free. You can come out of your house. You can come out of your man-made prison that you put yourself in with your own hands and your own mind. You've locked yourself up. You have tore yourself down. Be free on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Only God can do it.
Yes.
And God sent his only son, Jesus Christ. So those of us that believe in him can receive freedom. The Bible said when the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. You are free indeed. Nothing else added to it, nothing taken away from it. You is indeed. It's a for sure thing. You don't have to worry about it. That's what indeed means. It is a for sure thing. It is solid. It is solid. When we look at Ephesians 3:12, 3:12 says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. So it is an awesome privilege to be able to approach God with freedom and confidence. So most of us will be apprehensive in the presence of a powerful ruler, but thanks to Christ Jesus, by faith, we can enter directly into God's presence through prayer. We will be welcomed. And, you know, it's nothing like going somewhere and not being welcome, but knowing when you go, you're going to be welcome no matter when you go. That's what Jesus Christ came. He gave us that freedom to go boldly to the throne room of grace, asking and receiving. So we know that we will be welcoming with open arms because we are God's children through our union with Christ. So don't be afraid of God. Talk with him about everything. He is waiting to hear from you today. Be free. Are you free?
Yeah.
Are you free? If there's anyone that's listening on the line tonight, whether you listen via the internet or you've called in and you're saying, I want to be free, I don't know how to be free, let us pray for you on tonight. We decree and we declare freedom over you tonight to be free from captivity, from whatever it is that's plaguing your mind, because it starts with your mind. Paul said, I think myself happy. And it's all about you thinking that you are delivered and healed. And that's receiving. That's receiving, releasing that thing and receiving what Jesus Christ has already done for us. It is his grace and mercy that God gives us. Have mercy, Lord, on every caller on today, every listener on today. In the name of Jesus Christ, you all be free. Don't let man keep you captive. Don't let woman, don't let money keep you in captivity. Don't let things of this world keep you in captivity. Receive your freedom right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you want special prayer and you want us to pray with you, whether it's for a season, how God leads us to pray for you and cover you, just give us a call at 346-719-3349. Again, that number is 346-719-3349. God will do it for you. I know sometimes it seems impossible because for some people that's waiting on parole, and some of us have put ourselves on parole, and we waiting and don't believe we're going to be free, and we need other people to endorse how we are, how our character is. You know, we need a character letter so that we can be free, but we've put ourselves in this prison, and we're waiting to be free. I want you to know that you can be free on today. You don't have to wait, you know, another year, 2 years where you think you're ready. A man is saying you're ready for you to be released. Be released today and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if there's any unbelief that you have, ask God to help you with your unbelief.
Amen.
Are you free? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. When you said that with that unbelief, oh, you hit somebody with that one. Nobody don't want to believe that they have unbelief. Nobody don't want to believe that. You know, but the Bible definitely tells us that. The Bible definitely tells us that. You know that is the one sin that Jesus Christ couldn't deal with at the cross was the sin of unbelief. He can deal with he can deal with everything else. You can deal with everything else that's in your life. Everything else has already been dealt with in your life. But that one thing of that sin of unbelief, you couldn't deal with that because you have to believe him. You have to believe him first before he can do anything in your life. If you don't believe him, see, we have a choice. You have a choice to whether you're going to do it how you want to do it or what the world says to do it, or are you going to do it the way God is. Something for you to do it. Everybody in this world, no matter if who you are, from white, black, no matter who you are, everybody has a special calling on their life. And Jesus Christ have died for all men and women, all in the saints. Sinners are in Christ for all sins, or one sin for all. But it's just that unbelief is that one thing right there about that unbelief.
Let me get in there for a minute about unbelief.
Yes,
let me get in here for a minute about that unbelief, because when we're talking about unbelief, even in the Bible, you know, you hear that when, you know, when the man asks Jesus to help him with his unbelief, it's found in Mark 23. The Bible said, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. So immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. He said, I believe. But help me with my unbelief, because that's not my unbelief is keeping me from receiving what you have for me, which Jesus said, which is all things are possible with him. All things, if you believe. So I just wanted to come in and say something about the unbelief in, you know, that particular scripture, because the man said, I believe, but, you know, ask Jesus to help him with his unbelief. So Jesus' words do not mean that we can automatically obtain anything we want if we just think positively. Jesus meant that anything is possible if we believe, because nothing is too difficult for God. So we cannot have everything we pray for as if by magic, but with faith we can have everything we need to serve him. So a lot of times you're thinking, I can go to God and get this and get that. But we should pray, and we say pray in spirit. We're praying about spiritual things. We're praying, you know, we need money, but the Bible says we should be seeking God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. So though we need things and though we want things, the first thing we should be seeking is to do God's will, to do what God has called us to do. And then God will do everything else we need, even though we may be sick in our bodies or we're losing, you know, financially. But we still should go to God and say, God, what is it that you have for me to do? Lord, I come asking for more of you and less of myself. Lord, give me you. Everything else can wait. I know my body's hurting right now, but Lord, I need you, because when I get you, I get healing. When I get you, my finances get in order. When I get you, I get peace. When I get you, I get freedom. So we should be seeking God first, and everything we need, he will provide for us. So that's how we should be praying, seeking God and God's direction and God's instructions, and asking God, what is it that you want me to do, Father God? Give me you. Everything else can wait. And understand and know that God will bless you. And like my husband says, he will give you more than what you could ever ask for. More. And trusting him. Trusting him with your yes. Yes, God, I will. Yes, God, I'll go. Yes, God, whatever you need. Yes, God, I give you all I have. Yes, God. And trusting God with your yes. Are you free? Amen.
Amen. Amen. And be of good courage. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. When you go to God, you know, like I said a little bit earlier, you know, God don't waste time to answer your prayer. Now, the instructions that you get, I believe this is where that disbelief comes in at. Because believers believe, but you got to have some strength in the area of disbelief. But non-believers, they don't believe, and they have strength in the area of unbelief. Now, those two things, they kind of run together, unbelief and disbelief. But you say, I was saying here, be of good courage. When you get instruction, when you're praying about whatever it is that's going on in your life, you know, we definitely hear a word from God. But most of the time what we hear from God, it just seems like that, I don't think that's going to work. Oh, where that doubt is coming in at. That doubt that come in right there. You've gotten a word from God. But when you get that word from God, then here comes that voice of the enemy. Here comes the voice of Satan. Don't you do that. Now, you know if you do that, you know what's going to happen. You know what happened last time. She going to do exactly the same thing what she did last time. You just watch and tell you, don't you do that. That's Satan over here speaking to you, telling you that don't follow Christ. Don't do what Christ, you know, keep on doing it like you're doing it. No, stay right there. Don't you come out of bondage. That's how we stay right there. We hear a word from God, and then, you know, after we hear the word from God, then we don't have that courage to go ahead on and step out, you know, to step out on faith. You know, that faith, you know, it needs to be activated. You know, when you go to God, you know, your faith should be activated to be able to receive. Because the faith that you have in all that you are praying about, then you're able to receive, or you're able to take what God has already prepared for you. So we need to know that, you know, faith in Jesus Christ takes what God has already made available. Faith don't make anything. Faith takes. Faith takes. So we should have that faith. We should have that belief. We should have that trust, you know, in God in all things that's in our life. You know, trust God in all things. Every single word in the God, every single word in the Bible is true. The word of God is true, and it cannot tell a lie. So if you read it there in the word of God, and you have gotten some revelation, and you hear a word from God, it's true. Just go ahead on and step in that direction. You will definitely be able to experience long life. That's a blessing of the Lord, experiencing long life. And the way you experience long life is keeping yourself, you know, in the care of God, being free. And because you are free, you are trusting in him, you are resting in him, and you can have all that you ever want and desire through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you just now tuned into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about are you free? The Bible says in Psalms 119, verse 44 through 46, so shall I keep your law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed. So the psalmist talks about keeping the laws and yet being free. So contrary to what we often expect, obeying God's law does not inhibit or restrain us. Instead, it frees us to be what God designed us to be. By seeking God's salvation and forgiveness, we have freedom from sin and the oppressive guilt. By living God's way, we have freedom to fulfill God's plan for our lives. Amen. Let us pray.
Amen.
Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and through your Holy Spirit, Father God. Lord, we lift up my mother on tonight. We lift up Carabilla. We lift up our children. We lift up those that are listening in on tonight. We pray their strength. We pray our strength on tonight, Father God, that you'll let peace come right now. Let peace come into our homes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Holy Spirit, pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer, that we'll pray answering prayers. And Heavenly Father, we bow and worship before you, and we come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we present to you ourselves and our family and our property and all that we have by the power of your blood of Lord Jesus Christ. We bind the powers of Satan's demons and dominion of darkness seeking entrance into our lives. We bind any demonic assignment spoken or sent against us and pronounce them to be no effect right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. We, according to 1 John 3:8, we declare the ways and the works of darkness over all of us to be broken and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the satanic forces of nature from harming any property that we possess in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to expose and bring into light negative inner vials and strongholds that contradict your word and will, O God. By the breath of your spirit, release your truth as a sword to expose falsehood, curses of self-rejection, self-hatred, and reactive hatred and bitterness towards others. Oh Lord, we decree and declare freedom right now over our lives. We take up the sword of your word, oh God, and we cut ourselves free from the bondage of generational strongholds and ungodly character defects in the name of Jesus Christ. We renounce right now all relationships dishonoring to the Lord. Heavenly Father, break the power of soul ties over our minds and emotions for ourselves and from those people of our past, oh God. And we proclaim our freedom right now to be the children of Yahweh God, to live as he intended us to live, filled and overflowing with the light and power of the Holy Spirit, filled the life and love of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We claim the full protection of the shed blood of Jesus Christ right now, the Son of the living God, over our individual lives, over our children, our family, our marriages, our possessions, our churches, our neighborhoods, our towns and nations. You, O Lord, are our shield about us, our glory, and the lifter of our heads, O God. And we just want to say thank you. According to Psalms 3:3, in Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, have your way, Holy Spirit, right now. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. As we wrap up this show, we have about a minute and a half left in the show. Pastor, I don't know if you have some closing words, but we have a minute in like 30 seconds.
Yes, I do have one thing that I want to just read it right here from Psalms 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue be in my mouth.
Amen.
Let that one resonate in your spirit. Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in your mouth. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all for tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show. Again, we're here every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Sunday service. Make sure you tune in on Sundays at 2 p.m. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the Preaching the Pastor Show. We hope to be able to bless each and every listener on the show. Tomorrow's topic is, what season are you in? God bless you. We love you. Take care, babe. I love you. God bless you.
Amen. I love you.
We're going to go back and do it one more time. Everybody. God bless you.